Members of Congress return to Washington today for a last brief session of lawmaking before the November election. Among the things likely to be left unfinished is a new five-year farm bill. The current one expires at the end of this month. But as NPR's Julia Robner reports, the consequences are not that dire.
Farmers and other supporters of the bill that funds a broad swath of agriculture, nutrition, and conservation programs gathered on the west front of the Capitol last week to express their frustration. Bucking this year's trend of partisan discord, the Senate passed a bipartisan farm bill in June. The House Agriculture Committee passed a different but also bipartisan bill in July. But House GOP leaders have refused to bring that bill to the floor. And it appears now they won't vote on a short-term extension before the current law expires September 30th either, said Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow, Democrat of Michigan.
We know that if the farm bill is allowed to expire and things begin to unwind, we turn back the clock in rural America to 1949. And you know what that means. Government planning restrictions, expensive price supports, and we'd see the markets, frankly, in total disarray. It's crazy.
Stabenow's referring to the fact that in the absence of a farm bill, the farm commodity programs revert back to something called the Agricultural Act of 1949. It would result in farmers getting some very high prices from the government, says Vincent Smith. He's a professor of economics at Montana State University.
For example, the price that farmers would be paid by the government for wheat would be $13.58 a bushel. Well, that compares with a record almost market price today for wheat of $8. So you can see this is a lot of money here that could potentially flow out of the treasury to the farmers.
Of course, there would be losers, too. Dairy farmers would see a key program expire, even though they've been paying record high prices for feed. But the fact is, nothing really dire is likely to happen, at least not right away, says Mary Kay Thatcher. She's with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
We actually have until about January 1st, before we run into a lot of administrative problems, with this bill reverting to some very high prices.
That's because the existing farm bill, even though it will technically expire, will still cover 2012 crops, even those that haven't been harvested yet. Big problems wouldn't crop up, as it were, until next year, she says.
The first crop that would come time for harvest would be next spring when we harvest winter wheat.
So what's been holding things up? Thatcher says it's mostly the non-farm parts of the bill, particularly nutrition funding like the $78 billion food stamp program.
You have the Senate that's cut about $4 billion out of the food stamp program. You have the House that's cut about $16 billion. In general, you've got a lot of Tea Party Republicans that would like to cut way more than $16 billion. In general, you got a lot of Democrats that would like to cut zero.
And what accounts for the panic in farm country over not having a farm bill? Some is that farmers want the certainty of knowing what the ground rules will be for the next 5 years. But there's something else, says Vincent Smith. Budget politics and what might happen if this year's bill slips into next year.
They want to have a farm bill now that locks Congress and the taxpayer into obligations based on either the Senate or the House bill. What they're concerned about is that if serious deficit reduction talks take place, then a lot more money will have to come out of the farm bill.
Meanwhile, a bit of trivia. When's the last time Congress allowed the farm bill to expire temporarily? That would be 2007, the last time it was up for renewal. The sky didn't fall then, either. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.